羅馬書十二章二至三節，不要效法這個世界，只要心意更新而變化，叫你們察言何為神的良善、純全、可喜悅的旨意。我憑著所賜我的恩對你們各人說，不要看自己過於所當看的，要照著神所分給各人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
弟兄姊妹早晨，我叫 Alan， 今天很多謝林牧師邀請給這段時間我和大家可以分享過去的經歷，神的信息。Good morning everyone. Thank you for an invitation to allow this time and the pulpit, which is sacred. I'm thankful for this time. We can share some experience and lessons we learned with you guys. So my name is Alan. My wife and two children went out about 5 years ago. We are, I guess you can say we're from the Chinese Bible Church of College Park. And so we went 5 years ago together, and we're coming back this summer for a home service. 咁我同家人，我有兩個小朋友，咁佢哋我哋五年前出去，咁今年暑假翻嚟述职，咁所以係有機會可以同大家見面。今日嘅題目咧，我叫佢做出入文化，文化出入。想講嘅係當福音或者係神嘅教導透過一個文化進入一個文化嘅時候出嚟。是好像白光進入一個三棱鏡咁樣，出嚟之後咧會有見到不同的部分。我知道中文的出入是可能有啲貶義，可能是話唔啱。咁但係我唔係想講呢個意思，即係想講呢個出入係 just you can see different part of it， 你可以見到不同的部分是唔同，唔代表唔啱。So the title, the English one is less articulated, I guess, because I start off with the Chinese. So in and out of culture, the meaning of that is that when the gospel or the teaching of Christ go through or enter into a culture, when it comes out, we can see different part of it because of the culture, like a white light going through a prism. You can see different part of it. They are not wrong. They are just a different part of it. And so today, the scripture is what we just read, but I want to start off with Romans 9 and also 11, a little bit of the context before chapter 12. Let me just read that quickly. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it. That is a righteousness that is by faith. But that Israel, who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness, did not succeed in searching that law. Lest you be wise, and this is now chapter 11, I'm talking to the Gentiles. In your own sight, I do not want you to be unaware of this mystery, brothers. A partial hardening has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come. 時間關係，我如果可能中文唔讀啦。咁但係喺羅馬書裏邊，當時羅馬嘅教會有猶太人，亦都有外邦人。當時兩個唔同民族嘅人喺埋一齊喺教會當中去生活，佢哋有好多文化上嘅分別。例如食嘢上邊，例如信徒係咪需要行割禮，呢啲當中大家有分歧。保羅寫羅馬書其中一個原因就是想去解決一些文化之間大家民族之間的一些紛爭，希望教會能夠合一一路去成長。 So one of the contexts of one of the reasons Paul wrote Romans is to resolve some of the conflict that there were in the, at that time in the Church of Romans where the Jews and Gentiles are living together. and particularly in terms of just their daily life, how they eat the food, what to eat, and also whether believers need to be circumcised. And so want to take a look at Romans 12 together with you in a perspective or an angle of a cross-cultural perspective. 希望可以同大家係從一個文化嘅角度去睇羅馬書十二章。Before we get into it, though, I need to talk about this concept or this process called contextualization. 中文叫本色化。想同大家分享之前咧，想講呢個嘅concept 啦，可以話。當我哋講到跨文化嘅事工嘅時候咧。是講到怎樣可以將福音傳去另外一個文化當中裡面的人能夠明白。在每一個文化裡面有它的特點，我們怎樣去透過這個文化去翻譯、去解釋、怎樣去活出、這個是一個過程。這個過程呢就叫做本色化。In English is contextualization when we're talking about cross-cultural work missions.We're talking about how to share the gospel or to teach the word of God through that culture. And in the process, how do we interpret it? How do we understand it and live it out? And it requires a process, and that process is called contextualization. It needs to be done well. And to do it well is to be faithful to the word of God, and also in a way that will be meaningful to that culture.本色化要做得好是需要時間，需要小心，要忠於聖經的教導，也都要讓到當地的人是能夠明白是對他們來說是有意義的。有一個的例子呢，就是有一位的宣教士叫 Don Richardson， 他在1962年的時候跟他家人去到 New Guinea 去跟 Sawi people 去傳福音。Sawi people 佢哋嘅佢哋嘅文化，佢哋崇拜嘅咧係背信棄義、反叛、謀殺，同埋佢哋係食人族。And so, I'm trying to switch between the languages. 咁所以咧，當Don Richardson 咧去到傳福音嘅時候咧，Sawi people 佢聽到嘅時候咧，猶大。就成為福音的英雄。 And so Don Richardson in 1962 he went to New Guinea to share the gospel to the Sawi people, and people in the culture they worship or they praise now I lost the English they actually are cannibal tribes, and so rebellious, and also what's the word for 背信棄義? What's Judas does?
Traitor?
Yeah, that's it's a trait. It's something that they value. Thank you. And so, so Judas, when they hear, when the Sawi people hear the gospel, Judas became the hero of the story. And so Don Richardson need to find a way to let the Sawi people understand what does the gospel really mean. And he noticed there's a tradition, a culture in the Sawi people that between two tribes, if they want peace, the chief of one tribe needs to give his child as a peace child to the chief of the other. So long as this child is alive, there will be peace between the two tribes. And so Don Richardson sees that and use it where people understand, and that represents what Christ has done as the peace child for all of us. 咁所以Don Richardson 佢睇到 Sawi people 有一個嘅習俗，就係如果兩族之間佢哋要有和平嘅時候，族長係需要將佢嘅兒子去俾咗另外一個族嘅族長作為一個嘅和平之子。這個和平之一日再生，兩族之間就會有和平，就是用這個他們能夠很根深蒂固能夠明白的習俗去解釋主耶穌基督就是這個和平之子。And usually when we're talking about contextualization, we're talking about mission strategy, church planting strategy, how the gospel is being transmitted, being expressed and presented. But a lot of times when we're talking about cross-cultural work, talking about contextualization, we forget or miss the part where how we receive the gospel. Not how other people receive our message, but how we receive the message before we share it. Because a lot of times when we don't recognize our own culture actually has already contextualized, right? We're saying our own culture has already contextualized the message when we heard it first time before we transmit it. 當我們講到本色化的時候，很多時候會講宣教或者跨文化工作 的策略，建立教會的策略，是講到福音怎樣傳出去，怎樣去表達。但很多時候我們是疏忽了，或者沒有留意到首先我們自己怎樣去接受，怎樣去解釋，怎樣去明白這個福音的信息，是我們去傳出去之前我們自己怎樣明白。In the past few years, I've seen this situation where we live in a culture that's very different than my own. And when we live with the people there, when we work with other cross-cultural workers, something that we recognize is that there's only one Bible. We are affected, though, by our culture. And how our conviction is different. And so today I would like to share not how to share the gospel, but how our culture has affected what we believe. 在過去這幾年裡面看到的情況，在當我們在另外一個地方，當地的文化和我們本身很不同的時候，和當地的人生活，和其他的從世界不同地方來的同工一起合作的時候，是看到我們的文化是影響我們怎樣，我們自己的信念，我們的信仰。希望今天想跟大家分享的是not exactly 怎樣去傳福音，因為很多時候 contextualization 是講怎樣去傳福音，但是講我們自己 how did our own culture, 我們自己的文化是怎樣去影響我們自己的信念。 And so剛剛咧就講咗乜嘢係本色化，咁嚟緊希望可以同大家講下本色化嘅需要、佢嘅挑戰同埋我哋點樣去做。And so we'll talk about next is the need for contextualization, the challenge of it, and also how to do that. And so the need of it, I think fundamentally.The need is because God himself, the word is deep and wide, his love is perfect. But God wants to communicate with us being limited in many different aspects. We are, all of our senses are limited, whether it's our thoughts, our emotions, all of our senses are limited. And even before sin entered into the world,the distance between God and man is just huge. And so when God wants to talk to us, he does, he needs to kind of contextualize his message so that we can understand. Not only he has a message for us, he even created our eyes and ears and brains and all of our senses.The context even, the air, and the things that we can see through which we can receive his message. All of this is in God's control. And even before sin entered the world, I believe that God created us to grow. And so as we grow, we are meant to understand and know God more and more.Each day, just like a baby, as they grow, they will know their parents more, they can start communicating with them and understand what an adult life and thought would be. Bunsikfa 的需要，我相信歸根究底是因為神祂自己的話是長闊高深，祂的愛的完全，神和人之間的距離的確是很大，因為神是想跟我們去溝通，但是我們是很多不同的方面都是被limited規限的，無論是我們、所有五官啦，我們的感覺啦，我們的記憶啦，我們的理性上能夠所想到的東西全部都是規限的，咁所以神要同我哋去一個被規限嘅人去溝通嘅時候，所以佢嘅話語係需要去調改，去按著我哋能夠接收嘅同我哋講甚至神做我哋唔單止係佢有嘅 message， 佢想同我哋講，佢做我哋嘅五官，佢甚至係創造整個我哋能夠接受佢嘅話語嘅環境。同埋就算我哋喺最未曾進入呢個世界當中時候，神所創造我哋，想我哋去成長。我哋成長嘅時候係會一路嘅去能夠更加明白神，所以神同俾我哋嘅説話係會按照我哋嘅成熟，按照我哋嘅成長程度一路去調整去更改。想講嘅呢一度嘅重點係神同人之間嗰個嘅差別。實在是很大，我們能夠明白到神是一個很小很小的部分，就好像以賽亞書四十章裡面所講到And it's just like it says in Isaiah 40 Who has measured the waters in the hollows of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span Enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure and weighted the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance Who has measured the Spirit of the Lord, or what man shows him his counsel? Whom did he consult, and who made him understand? Who taught him the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? 神和人之間的關係，個距離是實在很大。在聖經經文上面也有很多例子，我自己覺得認為主耶穌基督他本身道成肉身是一個本色化最大的一個的例子當時的信徒他們用他們的五官視覺、聽覺、記憶、嗅覺、觸覺全人的去能夠經歷到接收神的話語神主耶穌基督他的教導裏面也都用很多的比喻是用和當時的生活貼切關係當時的人能夠明白的比喻例如禾場、牧羊人、收割、油燈、婚宴、等等 And even in the Bible, I believe that you know, the word became flesh itselfis the greatest example of contextualization. The believers back then, all of their senses, their memory, their touch, the smell, are able to, through all of that, to understand and experience Jesus. And also in Christ's teaching, he uses a lot of parables. And these are examples that are understoodand is relevant, very relevant to the people of that message at the time. And also the apostles, there are also examples of them contextualizing, particularly in the example of in the Jerusalem Council, where again, the Jews and the Gentiles are living together, and what they have to come and meet and to discuss and to write down the core values of church Christian living when cultures are in conflict. 另外一個例子就係使徒佢哋喺耶路撒冷會議當中，佢哋需要開會去決定，當外邦人同猶太人一齊生活嘅時候，點樣可以喺唔同嘅文化背景當中，將教會生活最核心嘅教條去寫低。So where we work in their, let me see, hold on. Where we work is an example. of the need for contextualization. The culture is a little bit like the older generations of maybe my grandparents. They believe that in the winter, if you drink cold drinks, you get sick. On the other hand, they also have a very strong ethnic identity. So any behavior that show weakness is a taboo. And so the combination of these two during COVID, what happened is, particularly younger generations, they believe that wearing mask is 迷信, superstitious, and also is a sign of showing your weakness, your fear. And so nobody would wear a mask. I personally believe that masking is a personal hygiene and also a public health policy. You know, say that things you can do to help that is to help others, not really just protecting myself. So in the beginning, during COVID, so my family has to think about what do we do. We do want to care and protect the people around us, but we don't want to be misunderstood. 其中一個例子是怎樣解釋需要 contextualization 就是在我們工作的地方 當地的人他們會覺得特別是上一代一些對於健康的認識是迷信 他們可能會相信冬天喝凍東西是會令到你病 他們都有一個很強的民族意識 所以他們不會做任何一些事情是會示弱的 所以當COVID的時候 要戴口罩是一個示弱的表現 但我自己個人就是覺得戴口罩是去保護大家不只是為了保護自己 但我要怎樣做呢? 我同一方面我自己的信念 但另一方面我不想被我們身邊的人去誤會 So this is just to talk about the need for contextualization 本色化不單止是言語上面而是在我們怎樣活出我們的生活上面都是有需要去思考 Another example is that there was one time a short-term team came to our place to do a English conversation with some high school students. And so one of the leader who came sit down with a table of four or five high school students, and he very quickly went into talking about what is servant leadership. So it's a good thing. However, I don't know how much the kids would actually understand what he was talking about, because in the context, most, if not all leaders, abuse the power. Corruption is rampant. So without understanding of the culture, to talk about things that you think is important is not necessarily helpful to that culture. 另外一個例子就是之前有一段宣傳是美國來的他就做了一個英語會話跟一班高中的學生一起其中一個領袖很快跟一班學生坐下的時候就跟他解釋什麼叫做 servant leadership 仆人領袖 thank you 本身是一件好的事是一個好的 topic 當地都是很有需要但是未曾明白當地的情況去講一些我們自己認為重要的事情的時候 would undermine your message 是會影響到你想講那件事的重要性 所以我就不肯定其實那班小朋友能夠明白是有多少 所以想講的要有效地去本色化本身是一個在技術上是一個挑戰 So just to say that to contextualize well itself is technically it's a challenge but I think other than a technical challenge there is a bigger challenge and as I had mentioned before that that a lot of times when we share, we don't recognize that our message in our hearts that we believe and are convicted with is with is already contextualized。所以想同大家分享嘅就係另外一個嘅挑戰，唔單止係技術上，而係好多時候我哋唔察覺，我哋自己本身嘅信仰信念本身係已經被本色化咗。例子就係好似盲人摸大象咁樣，有一個摸鼻，有一個摸腳，有一個摸條尾。佢哋每一個人摸同一隻大象，佢哋都對大象有相當嘅認識，佢哋嘅認識都係正確。但是當他們走在一起要去談去分享大家對大象的認識的時候，如果他們開始去爭拗，是覺得你對或者我對或者我是這樣或者你不對的時候，問題就會在這裡了。 So an example is like or illustration is like a blind man touching an elephant. One's touching the husk, one's touching the legs, one touching the tail. They all get to know the elephant in their part, the part that they can't touch. And they are all correct. The problem is not what they can touch and what they cannot touch, but is that when they come together, if they were to discuss and share and start to argue, their understanding of this elephant, and that's where the problem could be. And the elephant has different part, and it's just like our culture are different. 大象有不同的部分，就好像我們的文化都有不同的地方是可以分別有不同。So elephant has different parts, it's just like our culture are different. And that helps us to when we see truth through our different parts of touching the elephant. In the Bible, though, it teaches us principles that will help and guide us live our life. But a lot of times in Scripture, it does not specify in every single example, in every of our daily life, to dictate us what is right and what is wrong. And so between the principle of the Bible and our culture, there's this gap, not our culture. Between the principle of the Bible and our daily life and examples that we live specifically to us, there's a gap. And a lot of times we fill that gap with our culture without knowing it. 咁所以好多時喺聖經裏面亦都係俾咗我哋有教導原則，係讓我哋可以跟隨點樣去過一個神合神心意嘅生活。但是在神的教導和我們每一天的生活的例子中間是有一個空間，很多時候我們就是會用我們的文化去填補這個空間，每天去作我們要作的決定，或者是去作判斷什麼是對的，什麼是不對的。例如有些文化它可能是比較溝通上面比較間接的，它可能會有一個趨勢，不一定是這樣，但有個趨勢是會著重於一些經文，例如是不要讓左手知道右手所作的，那會開始將這個的原則拿出來，然後就在生活不同的部分不同方面去運用。 For example, some culture when they communicate more indirectly, they might have a tendency to focus on passages like not let your right hand know what your left hand does, and they start applying that principle in many different areas of their life. Another example is that some culture may value righteousness more than others, and so there may be a tendency to judge themselves or others because God is just, and in light, there's no darkness. 有一些其他的文化可能會著重公義，可能會有這樣的趨勢，就是他會很容易的去評論自己或者去其他人，因為神是公義的，在光裡面沒有黑暗。Even in the states, in the 50 states of America, we don't have to cross culture, even though there are. Some states, particularly maybe the state government, are more liberal. There is a tendency for the church, to go against policies that they feel like is unjust. And that could be because that for a long time they feel like the church is being persecuted by a liberal government. Even in the field, when we meet workers, maybe from Washington State, from California, they have a much stronger conviction against vaccine or masking than others. It could be that reason, because they are from a more liberal state. 就算在美國五十州裏面，其實不同的地方，有些教會可能在一些比較開放的州政府管治底下，是會特別對一些他們認為是不公義的政策會有個強烈的反對。就算在工場上面見，我們會認識一些同工在加州或者在華盛頓州來的，他們對於vaccine 係打針啦，同埋戴口罩咧，係會有更強嘅反對嘅原因，可能就係因為佢哋嘅 background， 佢哋覺得教會係被政府逼迫。但係有大家有唔同，咁但係喺宣教工場上邊嘅趨勢就係同工係越嚟越多元化。神喺唔同嘅文化民族當中係興起同工。不再是好像過往已經很多年前，可能是歐洲或者是美國，大部分是從這些地方來，從亞洲、從中美洲、南美洲，有很多的不同的同工在一起去合作。有些的同工，如果他們是有預備的，可能他們在差會有訓練的時候，他們會能夠去察覺得到自己的文化、其他人的文化當中的分別，是能夠去 adjust， 能夠去適應。In the mission field, though, there is a trend that the workforce is becoming more and more diverse. God is raising up a lot of workers from different culture and different people. And the need to work together is definite. It's not really a choice. And so the need to understand, and some workers, if they are... trained well, they would then have a better awareness of their own culture, other people, other co-workers' culture, and the differences between them. And it would certainly help. And these are not just challenges on the mission field. And I think even in the States where you guys are, and I think particularly a North American, well, not American, ethnic Chinese church or ethnic church in a different culture have this challenge. Or even at home, husband and wife often comes from a different background, and our next generation is growing up from a different culture. These generations may care more about social justice, not like previous generations, and also church ministry. How do we pass the baton to the next generations, younger generations, the differences? How do we mitigate that? And also different languages within the same church, right? 在不單止這個的挑戰，不單止是在工場上面，我相信在每個地方教會，特別可能是好像蒙冠或者我自己在 CP 教會當中，一個華人在美國的教會，不單止以語言當中可能有幾個的 congregation， 我們的下一代怎樣去將事工傳落給下一代的時候，當中那個的generational gap 那個你知道嗎？是那個當中的挑戰是在那裡的，所以我相信即這個挑戰，我相信大家其實都是經歷，都是it's relevant to you。I want to say one more time, though, I am not saying that we should not let our culture or background affect our faith or our conviction, because I think it's necessary. There's no way we can have a faith without a context. But what I'm trying to say is that the problem is when we don't recognize this fact and that is happening.我想重申一次，就係話我唔係話，即係我哋唔應該，我哋嘅信仰唔應該被我哋嘅背景環境去影響，因為我覺得呢樣嘢係必要嘅。只不過個困難就係，如果我哋唔 唔察覺啊呢件事係發生緊嘅時候，個問題啊就會出現啦。And also our cultural values are deep seated, because our background is something that we didn't learn, but is absorbed, and it affects of us greatly. 聖經只有一本，但係當即係同其他人傾偈嘅時候，我相信大家都會，就算喺一個教會當中同其他弟兄姊妹傾偈嘅時候，都會發覺大家嘅信念係會唔同。And so there is only one Bible, but when you talk to other believers, maybe even within this church, and you'll see it more if you talk about other churches, with other brothers and sisters from churches elsewhere, that the conviction could be very different. But there's only one Bible. Another example is that last year, there were a few co-workers from Central America who came, a team came and do summer camp with us. And so we have the meet. There was one meeting where we're talking about schedule, we're talking about how many sessions there should be in one day, how long each session should be. Then we have to backtrack and say what time we need to start driving up to the village and how much time we need to prepare, and then we can tell what time the kids can start coming. And so after a few meetings like that, these Central American co-workers who came to me and said to me, Brother Alan, you seem stressed. No need to worry too much about details. Things will work out at the end. And he pat me on my shoulder and said, trust in God. And in my mind, I thought, I'm not even a planner. And I started to judge these brothers, just to think that they impromptu, they don't plan, and they're sloppy. That impression happened in a split second. Is it wrong to plan for summer camp? Is it wrong to trust that God will provide? 上年有一班喺中美洲嚟嘅弟兄姊妹同我哋搞夏令營，咁開會嘅時候我哋要傾時間表，咁就要傾要每一日有幾多段，每段幾多時間，跟住再睇翻我哋朝頭早要幾點鐘然後揸車上去村嗰度，要幾多時間喺上面預備，跟住先至可以計翻小朋友可以幾點開始嚟。咁開咗幾次會之後咧，咁中美洲嚟嘅弟兄姊妹咧就同我講話：啊，梁弟兄，你好似好緊張喎，好似好大壓力喎，你唔需要咁擔心呢啲細節噶，事情會自然就會發生噶啦。咁佢拍拍我膊頭就同我講話：你將信心擺喺神裏邊啦。咁我心諗，我已經唔係一個好有計劃嘅人啦。咁我開始心裏邊係已經好快嘅，就對呢一班嘅弟兄姊妹係有一個嘅印象，係覺得佢哋即係做嘢冇計劃，做嘢馬虎，但呢一個嘅印象咧係瞬息之間係產生。我哋搞夏令營有計劃係咪錯咧？我哋相信神會供應係咪錯咧？個重點係呢啲嘅問題嘅答案唔係黑白。不是说一定是一个啱一个不啱，很多时候不是说所有时候，很多时候只不过是做事不同的方法，就是做事或者过基督徒活出基督徒生活上面一个的方法的不同。And so a lot of times the point is not whether someone is right or wrong, but the fact that very, very often it's not that someone's right or wrong, but they're just different. It's just way of different ways of doing things. It's not a problem that there are different ways of doing things or different ways of living out our Christian life. And even if we don't recognize that there are differences, it may be a problem. The differences and how we are being affected by it may be a problem. But if we begin to use our own standard that we have not evaluated ourselves how it's being affected by our culture and start using that standard to judge and evaluate and particularly other brothers and sisters And that is certainly wrong. 有唔同做嘢嘅方式絕對唔係一個問題。我哋唔察覺我哋活出基督徒嘅生活或者做嘢嘅時候被我哋嘅背景文化影響，可能係一個問題。但係當我哋去用我哋連自己都可能唔察覺嘅一啲嘅標準去論斷其他人嘅時候，這個就一定係問題。Oh, I missed the slides. 歸根究底contextualizations 或者本色化唔單止係一個技術上嘅問題，係多層次嘅。去能夠意識得到呢一個本身係一個挑戰，係一個挑戰。當我哋淨係能夠從自己個文化角度去衡量去睇身邊嘅事嘅時候，我哋對其他嘅文化，對其他嘅做事方法角度係會有盲點。When we recognize, when we are aware that this by itself, not recognizing that we are affected by our culture in our thinking, itself is a challenge. To be aware of it is a challenge. When we can only see things through our own perspectives or culture, then we are blindsided. There are blind spots to other ways and other culture. And the second level is that when we do recognize it and we know that there are differences in ways of thinking and doing things, it's a second challenge. There are times when there are conflict or differences, our first thought is whether you're right or I'm right. And usually, of course, I'm right. But when we realize we are thinking in absolute terms, like whether it's either you are right and I'm wrong, or I'm right and you're wrong, then we should recognize that our perspectives are narrowed. Our way of thinking is narrowed. But at least we recognize the difference, and that's already another step towards being able to contextualize well. 另外一層嘅就係當我哋察覺我哋自己嘅諗法或者做法同其他人唔同嘅時候，但好多時候我哋第一個念頭就係話究竟係你啱定係我啱。當我哋咁樣諗，當我哋淨係去諗係絕對性嘅，係一係你啱我錯，一係我啱你錯嘅時候，我哋其實只不過係發現我哋自己睇嘢係用一個狹窄嘅角度去睇，但係起碼我哋睇到一個分別，這個係已經一個進步。第三層。就是如果我們能夠理性上去認知或者去接受我們的看法或者做法可能是錯的，或者是起碼是不完全的， That's another step， 已經是另一步了。And the third level, I guess, is that if we can rationally accept that our way of thinking or our way of doing things could be wrong or at least incomplete, that's yet another step.And the final step, which is most challenging, is that particularly in situation where the way we think or the way we do things is very normal in our own culture. We don't feel like we have done something wrong. But in those cases, to emotionally accept that it could be wrong, that is very challenging. A lot of times our ego is hit. And so...When disagreement occur, it can easily turn to argument, and usually arguments become more and more heated, because our emotions is involved. So to rationally accept something is true is difficult, and to emotionally accept that it could be wrong, we are wrong, is.Very difficult, at least from personal experience. 最後的困難就是能夠去感性上、感受上去接受我們是做錯，可能是會不對的時候，這件事是對我自己的，在我自己的經歷來說，是最困難的一部分。要能夠跨過這一步是絕對不容易。 In the last couple of years, I have opportunities to hear other stories and also witness with my own eyes some workers who's been on the field for decades. They have disagreement and they started arguing. And argument became division. And not only the non-believers, they lost witness to them. Even believers around who know what happened are greatly discouraged. There was a time, actually, I doubt if this is what the body of church is doing, to be a bad witness to the nations. What is the point of me taking my kids and family to the mission field, to take them away from their friends, leave our friends to be out there? What is the point? There was a time of despair. 在過去幾年裏面，我有機會是聽過其他人講，都親眼目擊一些資深的同工，他們在不同的事上有分歧，分歧變成紛爭，紛爭變成分裂，在微信的朋友當中是一個很差的見證，在信徒當中也是一個discouragement。有一段時間我是我自己是的確要去想，究竟我為何要帶我的小朋友離開他們朋友，去到這樣的地方，去做甚麼，是為了甚麼。如果教會的肢體是在其他人面前是做一個這樣的壞見證的時候，究竟是為了甚麼目的？ Because of maybe personality or cultural differences,to have disagreement or argument, it happens. I think the challenge, the most difficult part is that the pride in ourselves is being triggered. Maybe we feel like our identity or our cultural values are not being appreciated, not being accepted, or even being attacked. Brothers and sisters, the trust between brothers and sisters erode. And so that's even when division doesn't happen, the love of brothers and sisters fade. And the ministry that happens is just a sounding gong. 因為性格，因為文化之間的分別會造成有紛爭，有分裂，是發生，是的確是會發生。但是我相信其中最困難的部分是因為我們心裏面的驕傲是被挑起。可能我們覺得我們自己的文化，我們的核心價值身份是沒有被接受認同，或者甚至是被攻擊，弟兄姊妹之間的信任被侵蝕，就算紛爭或者分裂不發生，弟兄姊妹之間的愛是變淡化，事工只不過是鳴的鑼響的筆。When we focus our attention on our own feelings, or maybe in just the challenges between around us, a lot of times we do forget that Christ's grace is complete, His salvation is sure, and His sovereignty is firm. A little bit maybe like Peter walking on water. When he see the waves, he forgot that Jesus is right there. 當我們將我們的注意力是集中在我們自己心裏面的感受，或者只是看到身邊的 challenge 困難的時候，我們很多時候是忘記耶穌基督他的救恩是完全，他的主權是確實的。But then we ask how and how did Christ's teaching be so radical, be so anti-cultural or anti-tradition? 我們會問主耶穌基督他的教導為何可以這麼激進，這麼反文化、反傳統的呢？當時的人他們聽到他說主耶穌基督和其他的宗教領袖不同，他的說話裡面是沒有能力， People back then, when they hear, they said that Jesus' teaching, Jesus himself is not like other spiritual leaders. His words is full of power. But Jesus' teaching is actually not anti-culture. It's anti-sin. He's not against the whole culture, but the part of it that is affected by sin. 主耶穌基督他的教導其實不是反文化，他只不過是反討厭罪，反對在我們每一個文化裡面被罪所影響的部分，是從來不是說反對某一個整全個的文化。在我們墮落在罪當中，我們的價值觀，我們的文化價值觀是永遠都達不到神真理和公義的標準。就算我們能係看一個culture 去看重公義，我哋嘅公義係有缺陷，我哋會對用自己唔完全嘅標準，可能會去為自己嘅行為去辯護，或者如果我哋看重要榮譽或者尊重其他人嘅時候，我哋喺尊重一班人嘅同時，可能就會係令到另外一班人去被羞愧。所以我們每一個文化其實都會有好和不好的地方。When sin came, our cultural values will never arrive at God's standard, His truth and His justice. And even when we in our cultural values or our personality valued righteousness. Our righteousness is flawed. We would use our flawed standard to justify our own action. Or if we focus on honor, when we honor someone, we may in the same process disgrace someone else. And so, it's not that each of our culture is one is bad or no. In each of our own culture, there are parts that are affected by sin. And then another belief that men are made in God's image. But I think that God's image cannot be contained within one person or even a whole culture. When we all come together, all people, all nations come together, when our sins are being washed away, when we are able to come together, that's when we can be the image of God that God has created us to be. 我自己都深信是神，我人是神的形象，但神的形，神的形象是不能夠在一個人或者甚至一族人裏面是被包含在裏面，是唯獨是要萬民萬族我們的罪是被抹掉的時候走在一起，我們那時候就可以能夠活出神這個的樣式。Go back to個主題就是當白光進入三棱鏡或者我們的文化裏面，我們能夠看到不同的分別，那些的光所看到不同的顏色是不同，但是當我們合在一起的時候，其實就是看到是由神這個的白光裏面去走出來的。在羅馬書12章2到3節的時候，我們看到說，不要效法這個世界，只要心意更新而變化，叫你們察驗何為神的善良純全可喜悅的旨意。我憑著所賜我的恩對你們各人說，不要看自己過於所當看的，要照著神所分給各人信心的大小看得合乎中道。There are Maybe I should do OkayWe use English to do that. There are a few commands in this verse. Do not be conformed to this world. When we cannot even recognize that our own culture is affecting our conviction and our faith, we have no way of not following the world. 當我哋唔察覺我哋自己嘅環境，我哋嘅文化背景係影響緊我哋嘅信仰嘅時候，我哋能夠做到嘅就係去跟隨呢個世界。Another command is, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. 只要心意更新而變化。The mind to be renewed is not just the content of our mind to be renewed, but I think it's the deeper level of our cultural values that actually drives and motivates our thoughts. And we do need others to help us to see the blind spots, because there are blind spots.And we need others to help each other. We need each other to help see that, to point that out. And we need a lot of humility, whether it's rationally, emotionally, to acknowledge our frailty and our shortcoming in it. Do not think of himself more highly than he ought to think. It's not to say that we have to lift somebody up and lower ourselves. But I think the point is to compare ourselves to Jesus. When we compare ourselves, it may go like this, but when we see the scale of the differences of where Jesus is and where we are, comparing between ourselves is actually quite pointless. 當我們不要看自己過於所看的嘅時候，唔係話要將其他人抬高或者將自己降低。個重點唔係要同其他人去比較，但係我哋每一個人都需要同主耶穌基督去比較，睇到神同人之間嗰個分別嘅時候，人同人之間嗰個分別，我哋要去 compare 要去比較嘅時候，其實希望係會發覺係冇乜意思。And we should obey this command. These are three commands, three imperatives, with all our heart and mind and soul, because John said that as we obey and follow God's commands, we are loving him. But we also should know that we will fail. But in failure, are we humble enough to repent? Are we humble enough to forgive ourselves and forgive others? After failure, are we willing to persevere, to get up and try again? To work together with other people from different culture and background and personality is not easy, and it requires a lot of humility. And I think really only in the Word of God, in the active work of the Holy Spirit, that it can be done. 我哋係需要盡心盡性盡意盡力嘅去遵守呢啲嘅戒命，因為約翰同我哋講話遵守神嘅戒命就係愛佢。但係我亦都相信，同時我哋需要知道我哋係會失敗。但我哋失敗之後，有冇呢個嘅謙卑去能夠悔改？有冇謙卑去能夠原諒自己、原諒其他人？我哋能夠有冇呢個謙卑去繼續去起身，去繼續神嘅工作？同唔同嘅人同文化背景性格嘅人一齊工作係唔容易，都係需要好大嘅謙卑。只有神嘅説話裏邊喺聖靈活躍嘅工作當中，先至可以做到。主耶穌基督佢嘅一生，彰顯了最大的謙卑，在十字架上去受盡凌辱，對神完全的愛、完全的信服。在我們的失敗裏面，祂是成功了。我們將我們的希望放在人、放在自己身上，帶來的只有是失望。但是很感恩，我們的希望不在我們自己或者其他人身上，而是主耶穌基督上面。我們的希望是在主耶穌基督，祂是會完成他所開始做的工。 And Christ's whole life has displayed the greatest humility. On the cross, well, when he was born, and of course on the cross, his devotion, his love for God the Father, his complete obedience in his, in our failure, is where he succeeded. when we place our hope in ourselves or others, I think most of the time we'll bring disappointment. But we are thankful that our hope is not on ourselves, but on Christ, on what He started, He will finish. And so let me pray with us. Lord, we pray that as a body, as your church, as your bride, we can come together and in prayer, in humility, in faith, that we can encourage one another. Let our values be renewed. Let our mind be renewed each day to align with your perfect holy will, that we come together, experience you and your faith in us. 主，我感謝你係將你嘅救恩俾到我哋，我哋嘅希望唔喺我哋自己身上邊，希望神你嘅聖靈喺教當中，喺我哋肢體裏邊，喺你嘅辛苦，作為你嘅辛苦，我哋一同嘅去能夠互相嘅去鼓勵，會我哋嘅價值去被更新，我哋一齊每一日去同神你嘅良善順存可喜悅嘅旨意越嚟越去吻合，我哋咁樣禱告，奉主名求，阿門。